This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Also, let's go to a guy that's just that good, covering the Seattle Seahawks for the SeahawksWire.com. Andy Patton joining us on the Snyder Orange Hotline. Andy, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I was on a Seattle station last night, and there's a belief that they can come into Lambeau Field, kind of exercise their own demons regarding Lambeau Field, get a win, because Aaron Rodgers isn't Aaron Rodgers anymore. The defense is good. They're not great. So you tell me, what are your thoughts coming into this contest?
Well, it's never easy to win at Lambeau Field. I hope they didn't make it sound like it was going to be easy.
No, but I think that the belief that it is an unstoppable juggernaut with Aaron Rodgers at the helm, I think that myth might be gone.
Yeah, I think that's definitely the sentiment around here. I would agree. And the Seahawks are 8-1 on the road this year, which makes us believe we can win just about anywhere except at home. We're not as good at home this year, which has been kind of odd. But I think, yeah, the Seahawks, they're pretty much healthy now, which has been the biggest thing all year. They've had so many injuries with Jadeveon Clowney and Quandre Diggs, and now both those guys are back. The defense looks like it's in tip-top shape. I think that plus the perceived decline of Aaron Rodgers has kind of given some Seahawks fans a little bit of hope for this game.
Coming into this contest, what is the strength of the Seahawks that could end up putting them over the top?
Russell Wilson is... You got to start there. I mean, he's had an incredible season. He fell off a little bit kind of in the second half of the year. But his ability to escape pressure is still elite despite getting up there a little bit in age. He's got two great receiving threats in DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett. Metcalf is a matchup nightmare just because of his size and his speed. And the concerns about his route running have proven to be a little bit overblown, perhaps, because he has looked very good in that way. The running game was really good. It's a little bit fallen off because of the injuries to Chris Carson and Rashad Penny and C.J. Prosheith. Marshawn Lynch being back is a really fun thing, but he's certainly not the running back that he used to be. And then otherwise, obviously, Seattle has an elite linebacker core with Bobby Wagner and K.J. Wright. And then Quandre Diggs has been I know he's familiar to a lot of Packers fans because he played for the Lions for so long, but the Seahawks are playing him at free safety this year, and he has been really, really good in that role, and having him back and healthy is a huge boost for them.
So this is not the Legion of Boom. This is a defense that is good. They're not great. Certainly, like you mentioned, Bobby Wagner over the middle is probably one of the, you know, if you're going to have somebody maybe spy Aaron Jones or just be a run stuffer or a guy that can just wreak havoc in the middle, that's going to be your guy. So defensively speaking, with the way you see Aaron Rodgers playing and this offense playing, how difficult a task is it really, do you think, the Seahawks are going to have in stopping Aaron Rodgers specifically at Lambeau Field, where his quarterback rating is higher? It's 101.8.
Yeah, I think the Seahawks have kind of this bend but don't break mentality on defense, and Pete Carroll likes to refer to it as rope-a-dope. They stick in their 4-3 defense at extremely high rates, I think 70 or so percent of the time, and what that does is it creates their linebackers have to play a lot of pass coverage. And so you see a lot of slot receivers tend to really kill Seattle, and that's a big concern coming into this game, obviously, with Devontae Adams lining up in the slot so much that Bobby Wagner is elite in a lot of ways, but he's not great in pass coverage, and K.J. Wright, similar. And so I think for Seattle, they're going to need to find ways to not let Rodgers just beat them in short-yarded situations. I think that with Diggs healthy, with Bradley McDougald playing well, yes, it's not the Legion of Boom, but that is a very good safety combination. The Seahawks, I think, can feel somewhat confident to not get beat over the top. But if Rodgers is just going for 8 to 10 yard dunks all the way down the field, the Seahawks almost got beat by Matt Schaub doing that. I think if Aaron Rodgers is able to do that, it could be really problematic for them.
You talked about Marshawn Lynch and the run game. They don't have a ton of run game. I mean, the Packers have been pretty good. I think really the matchup to me is not necessarily Aaron Rodgers against the defense. To me, the matchup is Zadarius and Preston Smith with Kenny Clark coming up the middle, being able to contain and or get to Russell Wilson. If they can do that consistently and keep Russell Wilson, say, 17 points or less, Packers win this game going away, in my opinion. Yours?
Yeah, I think that's safe. I think the Seahawks, Their offensive line is really banged up right now. Dwayne Brown is hurt. At this point, we don't know if he's going to play. He's their left tackle. Mike Iupati, their left guard, he's hurt as well. Last game, they managed to get through the Eagles despite having backup left tackle, backup left guard, and backup center all starting. I think if that's the case again in this game, it's going to be a lot more difficult. They rushed 17 times for 19 yards against the Eagles. That's obviously not a sustainable model for success. If they're not able to run the ball up the middle or around on the outside, then Russell Wilson's going to have to throw a bunch, and I just think that their pass rush is too effective that Wilson's not going to be able to get any deep yardage situations. And if DK Metcalf can't sprint down the field full speed and catch the ball, that hurts their offense significantly.
We talk a lot about Tyler Lockett, but you talk about DK Metcalf. Because I believe most likely, I know he's big. Kevin King's probably going to draw that assignment more often than not. Jair Alexander's probably going to end up on Tyler Lockett unless they feel the necessity to switch. But DK Metcalf, is it just his size that makes him so dynamic? Does he have an incredible leaping ability? Are his hands better than average? Tell me a little bit more about him.
Yeah, his hands are pretty average. That is probably his biggest weakness right now. He's had some drops. He's had some fumbles, kind of typical rookie stuff that we've seen from him. In terms of, he is a good leaper. You can see, if you watch him, you'll see shades of Calvin Johnson when he was in his prime in Detroit. He's nowhere near that that currently, and he probably will never get there just because that's such an elite player. But we do see a good leaping ability. We do see a ton of speed. I think being 6'4" like he is, and as you know, just as big as he is, to be able to run as fast as he can is really, really impressive. But he has kind of disappeared in games before. It's not like he's been a steady presence throughout the year. We've seen him have his ups and his downs, just kind of go through the ebbs and flows of a rookie season. So I think he's really critical to this game just because he put up 160 yards against the Eagles. They had no answer for him. Green Bay definitely has more, a stronger secondary, and I think can handle him a little bit better. And if they're able to do that, it's going to create a lot of problems for Russell Wilson because Tyler Lockett's very good, but he has kind of faded a little bit. He had a really serious injury in week 12, I think, against the 49ers and has not quite gotten all the way back to where he needs to be. So if they're able to stop DK Metcalf from making plays over the top, it's going to be tough.
Talking with Andy Patton of SeahawksWire.com. You can follow him at Andy Patton, S-E-A on Twitter, Andy Patton, S-E-A on Twitter. So we know Matt LaFleur is a rookie head coach. This is his first time, his first venture into the postseason as a head coach. How much of an edge do you give to Pete Carroll to have something, to have magic in that old hat, so to speak?
Yeah, Pete finds ways to win. It's funny, in Seattle, he draws a lot of criticism for having a bit more of an old-school mentality to his progressiveness as a coach. You know, doesn't go for it on a fourth down very often. His timeout and clock management has been in question for about a decade and still somewhat is, but he's been here before. I think that's so important. He's been to two Super Bowls with the Seahawks team, with Russell Wilson, with Bobby Wagner on the team. So I do think that there is something to say about that. But, you know, he also hasn't won in Lambeau Field. I don't think, never with the Seahawks. I'm not sure if he's ever won at Lambeau Field. So I'm not sure exactly how much of an advantage that is. The Seahawks have played a lot of new coaches this year. And obviously they have a lot more tape on the Packers than they did earlier in the year when they were playing new coaches. Mm-hmm. But it has seemed like a bit of a challenge to adjust to teams that he's not as familiar with. So I wouldn't be surprised to see them get down behind the sticks a little bit early on before they try to make some adjustments and see if they can come back in it.
It doesn't seem to me like weather's going to be any kind of a major issue. It's, you know, mid-20s, possibility of some snow flurries. This is really no big deal to the Seahawks, right?
I don't think so, no. I mean, it certainly doesn't get as cold here as it does in Green Bay, but that the specific weather that they're expecting, I don't expect that to be a big issue.
I'll tell you what, Andy, I appreciate your time, and I'm sure, again, we'll talk somewhere down the road, but thanks for coming on for a couple of minutes, okay?
Hey, man, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, pal. Talk to you soon. You can find Andy Patton at Andy Patton, P-A-T-T-O-N-S-E-A, at Andy Patton, S-E-A, on Twitter. You can read his stuff there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.